Scrap?
Yes.
Scrap. I'm gonna mute myself. Scrap.
I have to get. Let me ask you a question. If I get a phone with a SIM that I can record and send it out immediately.
Yes.
How much does a SIM cost?
A SIM costs you around 40, 50 shekels. Buy it 20, 30 shekels a month.
Oh, I got to pay a monthly fee.
No, you can pay 10 shekels a month.
So then you can just get it without a SIM and send it, connect it to Wi-Fi whenever you get home.
Really? That's the one to send it right away?
No.
So then you can just
what does right away mean? Within a day.
If you go home,
you can't like wait till you have 20 of them and then send that. That's not fair.
So then you can send it as soon as it gets home.
I found my phone lately isn't when I connect it doesn't recharge.
That happens.
What does that mean? Means they need a phone? Means they need
a charger. Probably buying a charger,
huh? Could be it's a new charger, could be it's a new phone.
Phone doesn't charge.
You can change the socket.
Or
61D. See, maybe we get here. Stone has got a charger. We get charging here. It's a charger.
I used to WhatsApp people from time to time. My kid put one of my children decided, I guess, he wanted to use my phone. He put a family WhatsApp called Yemei Karon equals Yemei Bidud on my thing. So every time I turn on my phone, I see I have 135 missed WhatsApp.
What's your phone?
And Willie goes 135 with you. May be do it equals you may current equals you may be do it, I think, or something like that. I don't know if it really adds up or that's what it said. I don't know what. And it's like just for the whole family. My wife's on there, everybody's on there. And every time I turn on it, I have 135 missed WhatsApp. As I said, I don't know who, I don't have to look, see who sends, you know. Yeah, I want to ignore it. No, I don't even know what's
going on. Basically, just to get another page.
I just use it as a way of communicating.
Me?
No. I just use it as a way of communicating to people.
So just bring that phone in and put on that. Send it out over that.
I don't know how to record with it.
So bring it in, we'll figure it out.
I have to add it.
I'm sure. It's usually part of the system actually. The recorder. It's usually built in on the phone. It's usually built in. You don't need
to know how to do it.
And if not, we'll work it out.
I only know how to do one thing with it. Right? Send an email and WhatsApp.
So we'll work it out.
Okay.
Stone is talking about himself. It's not being recorded. There's no phone thing.
It's being recorded.
You recorded?
Oh, yeah.
So why is he on recording too?
Okay. Well, this is Yisrael. I'm saying hello to you. Hi, Yisrael. How are you? I'm saying shalom to you. Hi. Okay. All right. Before I start, I'm just going to take a minute out. I just want to, in case I saw a couple of glasses and things, I want to clarify the day before Shavuos, or the Wednesday before Shavuos, the last time I gave the shiur, I just want to clarify what I said. Because I think what I said was correct. Stand by it. I just want to clarify that everyone understands what I was going after. What I had explained was I thought I identified a machlokes Rashbach and Ravid. This is on the side of the Rif where the case is where the person first said the incorrect bracha and then fixed himself up and said the correct bracha. The Lashon Rashbach is mashma that a person has the ability to correct. To delete, it has to be deleted. There has to be a deletion of what was said before. That's definitely Mashman's word. In other words, the bracha has to go on the correct bracha. The way the correction is going to work is with a deletion. You will delete what was immediately said after the bracha, replace it with the correct bracha, and thereby being machshir your bracha that you're saying. Okay. So the way I explain the Rashbat is the issue. Usually you can be chayzer. There's such a thing as being chayzer techidei dibor. We find it by edus, we find it by asiyas chalois, but the person is makdish behema. Even kiddushin in theory it would hurt, it would work. Iran says because chumra sadavar, there's a gemiras das immediately upon the recitation of the statement of the kiddushin upon a haredim kedushas li, that a person can't be chayzer. So why would brachas be different? So the answer is, as I understood it, is there is a chiddush, a big chiddush in saying it by brachas that doesn't exist by cases like edus and others. Because in edus, the actual statement of Chazara is an actual statement. I'm Chazar. I am retracting what I said. If you wanted to be Makdish a Behema, you wanted to make it into a Shlomim, you can either say, no, I didn't mean it, or you can say, Harei Zoila. You're changing the Shlomim into something else. And that's already halachically a stira to what you did before. That could constitute at least a Chazara. In our case, the person's statement, Shakoni Bidvaroi to Berpia Dauphin, is not a stira. There's nothing seister in Adarabba. He's not denying a fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKol Niyeh Bidvaroi, Hashem created everything. He's not denying the fact that Hashem was very pre-agafen. But at least he wants, halachically, this should be the bracha and not the other statement that he made before. So in this sense, his intention of the Gavra is to replace. But the actual Dibur is not one of replacement. That is, the according to my understanding, what's bothering the Radvaz and why he says there's a suffix in the Gemara as to whether it would work. According to almost all the Rishonim that I've seen in the Sugya, they all seem to take the approach that would not be correct. That doesn't work. You can't be Chazer by simply changing the Bracha. Both the Ravid, we're going to see soon, and Mr. Shem, the Ramban, and Ritva, they're taking an approach that there is a Hisafa. There are actually two sections to my Bracha. And according to the Ravid, the way he formulates the Sugya, it is formulated, does the psicha, does the melech ha'olam go only on immediately what is said after the melech ha'olam, that's what we call the psicha, or does it extend even to the chasim as well? That, according to the Ravid, is the issue of the suit. And as I said then, there is an interesting machlekes rishonim with respect to yaitzer or, how much of yaitzer or did I have to say to be yaitzer? The Gayan understands that if I said the entire bracha of Ma'ariv Aravim and just finished the bracha with the words bracha to Hashem, yaitze ma'ariv, you were yaitze the bracha. It seems evident from the lashon of the Tur that isn't so, because the Tur sets it up as a sher b'dvarei Ma'ariv Aravim, yaitze v'ari choshech. So, on the face of it, it was, one could argue that there's some kind of machlokes rishonim here with respect to, does a bracha ruka need what we'll call a body, as well as a chasima? That would be simply what you see, what the machlekes is. In the last shiur, I tried to say something else. I tried to suggest that's not really the issue. The issue is something else. What the issue is this. According to the Tur, and I don't, it's possible, if you want, it's a whole different mahalas is to say that. I was going with a different mahalas. There's no issue with that. The issue is something else. According to the Tur, the objectional statement is the word Asher Bidvaroi Ma'ariv Aravim. Ma'ariv Aravim is the only real statement in that bracha that refers to the night. Everything else is praise and Kodesh Baruch Hu, both the night and day and other things. So that's the statement that has to be deleted. That's where the Torah says at that point, Nisker Miyad, that's where I need my Chazar Teske De Dibor to take back that statement of Ma'ariv Aravim and start a new bracha Yetzar and replace, delete and replace that statement with something else that's going to save the bracha. There is a machlokes haplaskim between the Prima Godim and the Derech Chaim, whether or not the change in the bracha has to happen right away after the words Ma'ariv Aravim, or anywhere in the bracha, if he changes his mind and he immediately goes into Yetzor, that would be sufficient. I suggested in the shiur the following. The issue is just the words Ma'ariv Aravim, are those the objectional words? When I get past those words, I'm in trouble. Or do I view the entire bracha as an extension of his statement? At any time that I revert into the correct bracha, is it a deletion of everything that was said before, bringing my yitzor back already to the melech oilek? It is mashma that way in the Tashbatz himself. Because the Tashbatz himself seems to formulate the sugya as being where one said the whole bracha Ma'ariv Aravim, and at Yetzer Or, at least at the Chasim, at some point, he changed and went back to what he was saying before. Not really clear in the Tashbatz how he learns the sugya, but it sounds like he said much more than Ma'ariv Aravim. Not clear. But in any case, I suggest that's the machlokes between the Prima Gadim and the Derech Chaim in the Torah. At what point does it need to be chayzer? But according to the Ravid, the Ravid's whole issue is psich and chasima. Chasima is also something. So according to the Ravid, I don't see any reason why, even though my psicha was bad, my chasima is good, it's fine. So that's why the Ravid would have no problem learning the sugya like the Gayan, saying that I said the entire bracha. When I get to the end, baruch ata Hashem, yetzimayreis, I say that bracha and I'm yaitzeh and I'm finished. Because according to the Ravid, I'm not trying to delete what was said. When I need deletion, I'm going to have to go back, start at yaitzeh or at some point. When I don't need deletion, just need a chasima. So as long as I have a chasima at the end, I did it. So I'm saying, according to the Ravid, I can hear the Goyen. You can say that all the bracha was bracha to Hashem, yaitzeh meretz, I have a chasima v'gamarnu. Lefi the Rashbat, there must be some beginning of a yoitza or a vayrech hoshech in order there should be a deletion of what was said before, allowing me to delete and then start the bracha from the beginning. So I'm suggesting that the machloikis rishonim may not be a broader machloikis as to whether a bracha rucha needs a body, needs a chasima. That's not the issue at all. The issue is when you made a mistake, how do you save it? How do you redeem it? If the redemption of the bracha is through deletion, then you need yoitzer or at some point you have to start the bracha from the haskalah in order to say that I've deleted what was said before and then went on. That's the machlokes at what point you need to do it. Prima Gadim says right after the words Mariv Aravim. According to the Derech HaChaim, I can do it anywhere. At some point, I just start yoitzer and I deleted what I said before. But a libra to the Ravid, there's no need for deletion. Just as long as you said Baruch Ata Hashem Yaitzeh Ma'ereis, you are Yaitzeh. That's what I said last week. I hope that clarifies. Now I'm going on to something else. And the something else is this. The Ritva and Ramban, they have another way to learn the Sugya. By itself, this is not that remarkable, but the Hemshich of how they learn the Sugya is what I found to be remarkable, and that's really what I want to get into here. But let's at least first understand what they say. The way the Ramban seems to learn the Sugya, the Ramban says, here's the case. The case is where the correct bracha was Shakol Niyabidvara. And then for reasons unknown, he thought he had wine in his. He thought he was making it. Then he suddenly realized, hey, maybe this is wine. He immediately said, Bracha Gafet, and lo and behold, that was the wrong bracha. The right bracha was the first one. So the way the Ramban formulates it, he says it with the following words. He says, my bokar baser ikar brachas linen v'yotza shikvar hishlim b'rachosa kalacha v'chazer b'toz shikhazer v'siyim shalei karoi loy havi chazer lafosla v'idim afila b'zoi baser chasim az linen v'leyotza. Sounds like he's saying like this. You see, everybody, both the Ramban, we'll see the Ritva too, there's no chazer going on. There's no deletion. Your bracha has two endings. The question is, and there's something else too. Both the Ramban and Ritva are assuming like the Tzad that the Ravid held with a Suffolk, and they're assuming that Chasima, basically, the final thing the person says in his bracha, constitutes the essence of the bracha and what it is. Whether it's a Bre Priya Gafen, a Shehakol, the Chasima certainly constitutes that. The question of our sugya is going into now where the Chasima was bad, but the Psicha was the correct bracha. Can that Psicha be koveya what the essence of what this bracha is? The Ramban's tzad, that would seem to work, seems to be because since that bracha was essentially kosher, it essentially defined the right bracha at the time. It had to be a shahakol. It was a shahakol. Once that happened, apparently the bracha is finished. He seems to understand that this bracha has been completed and the halacha no longer allows me to be meisif on to a bracha that was said correctly. Once you said the shakol niyabidvaray, anything that follows afterwards is no longer a hisafa to the bracha. It's a statement by itself. It doesn't sound like it has a din hafsaka. If we go back to the Meiri, that since the bracha is all about b'meshabech and kodesh bracha, what he created, this also fits in. It's not totally, it's not hafsaka. But at the same time, the Ramban is saying, since the bracha was completed accurately, it doesn't constitute the what's said afterwards doesn't constitute a hisafa. Naftali pointed out yesterday correctly that the way the Ritva writes the Sofik, it's mi amrinim psichosa kachasimosa damya l'tikuna lebroch v'yotza oiloi. He seems to be saying a little differently. Sounds like he's saying, we all know the chasima can constitute the essence of the brocha, and if I need that brocha, if the chasima is right, it'll be good. Can the psicha do that? Let's say I needed to say a shahakol. If my psicha was a shahakol, does this make this bracha into a shahakol bracha in order to say that I was yaitzeh? When it's not like we have a general stuffing as to what the essence of the bracha is. the bracha has both parts, but I need a shahakol. If the bracha is said, the correct part of the bracha is in the psicha, not in the chasima, does that also help to be koveh what the essence of this bracha is, to say that it was a shahakol bracha and b'yaitzei? That is the suffix according to the Ritva. Ramban is slightly different. Now, how does this play out in the sugya? It's very interesting. So when the Ramban explains the sugya, they have to do a little bit of fancy footwork to understand what was the raya of the Gemara and then what was it asking. The way the Ramban reads it is like this. It says, Toshma, Shachris Pasach B'yitzar V'siyim B'mariv Arvim L'yotzo. Why am I not Yitzar? I start with Yitzar, finish B'mariv Arvim. What's wrong? Remember, according to Ramban, the issue is if my psicho was if my psicho was good, and then my chasimo was bad, am I yoytze or not? So the Ramban writes the following: from the fact that I see that if a bracha started out with mariv aravim and finish, let's do the first case. If I started out with a bracha mariv aravim and finish with yoytze, or start out with yoytze and finish mariv aravim, there I see it's for sure no good. Why is it for sure no good? L'chayre, even though the psicha was okay and the chasima was bad, but if my psicha is good, that is the issue, according to both the Ritva and the Ramban, whether or not this would constitute a kasher bracha. So here, my psicha was good, my chasima was bad. L'chayre, I have a bracha that ought to be, at least on the tzad that we want to be matia, that should be good. From the fact that we see that it's lo yotza, we see it's not true. The chasima is the sole koveya of what brachas are. The Hemshech goes like this. So now the Gemara is Deicha. How is the Gemara Deicha? The Gemara is Deicha because there's no comparison. According to Ramban, what the Gemara means to say is this. Uparik hasamika brocha b'chasima. Kaloymar. Lo'oylam emaloch b'pasach b'deshuchav ashikra afal gav desiim b'dechamer yotza. Why? L'fishikvar nishlama b'rchas b'rchas l'gamrei. When I said a shahakol, my brocha was finished. I said a kasha brocha. If I did that, then everything after that is just words. It's not the bracha. Mashenkin bayas, in our case here, the bracha was never finished. I'm in the middle of a bracha ruka. It has to have a psich and a chasima. Since the bracha wasn't finished, that's why the chasima sneaks in and becomes part of the bracha to define itself as being a chasima and being a bracha, which is a problem. Therefore, I'm not yoytze. That's how the Ramban explains I lost my raya. Now it gets really interesting. The Gemara by us continues. What's the Gemara asking? According to the Ramban, the Raya is finished. The Sugya is over. We're now going into something else entirely. We're asking, what about the next part of the whole Braisa? The next part of the Braisa says, if he started Mariv Aravim and finished with the words, Yoytzer Ma'oirois, he's Yoytzer the Bracha. So the Kasha seems to be like this. That's all good according to Rav, but according to Rabbi Yochanan it's shver. Why is it good according to Rav? All I said good was the words bracha tashem yetzim ayreis. Vice versa, it's the only good part of the bracha. The Ramban says something very interesting. Why is it good? So he writes this. He says, even though the rule is that b'mokom, that he was supposed to be marich, enor shayla katzer, he says, ikal lemeimar ha im kotzer yotzos. You're not Rashai. You don't have a right to do it. It's also to do. But if you did it, says the Ramban, you are Yoytze. You are Yoytze. Says the Ramban, the reason why, he's explaining the Gemara, the reason why this is a Kasher Bracha is because even though the Bracha of Yitzhak was supposed to be a Bracha Ruka, I said it as a Bracha Ksara, I am Yoytze. Back to Gemara, that's only true if you said Melech Olam, according to Rav, it's only good if you said the Shem. That's good. Anich. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you need to say Melech Olam. The Melech Olam goes on Mariv. It doesn't go on day. The Gemara answers, no. The Melech Olam goes on both. So I have a Melech Olam that's parv. It's both day and night. And the Melech Olam will go all the way to continues to the Chasima, to Yitzimai, right? And on that, I have a bracha on day. Shalom Yisrael. Everything is answered. What the Ramban has told me, which was, I was excited to see this, a new thing I hadn't thought about, didn't see before. The Ramban is telling me that when it comes to brachas arukais, if you said them, even though they're supposed to be said aruka, if you said them ksara, you're yoytze. But the Ritva when he gets into the Hemshir of the Sugya, doesn't say it that way. He says it radically different. He says, Enochinam, the original Raya, that's like we said. We thought that we saw from the fact that the bracha that finishes Mariv Arvim, you're not Yoitze. That's a proof that you see you go Baster Chasima. And the Gemara answered, Mishani Hasam Daborich. Perish. Here the Haborich doesn't mean going on the bracha of Yoitze Mairis. It's going on the bracha that you made when you said Shakoni Bidra. That was a kosher bracha. So the extension of what I said afterwards doesn't share it. My Shankin over here, and listen to how he says it. He says, Meshani Shani Hasim Dabarich, Perish, Shani Gabi Shikra Dabarich, Kevin Shoma Baruch Shakal Bidvaroi, Hagamar Lola Brocha Lishikri, finished it. Vichi Hadar Omar Brepia Gafen, My Nafkalach Mina, Halav Kasima the Shikru. It doesn't constitute a Hemshik of the Brocha. The Brocha was done already. My Shankin Bashakris, the Arvis, Kishasiyim Bashakris, Bemariv Aravim, Ein Sham Brocha Lishakris Klal, Kimapsicha Bilvad. V'asa kimad be'a kotzar shamar psicha b'lei chasim v'mishim hochi le'yotza. You know why you're not yoytze? The bracha of yoytzer, or when I started yoytzer and finished my Riva Ravim, not like the Ramban is saying, because my chasima was bad. Saying, you have a psicha, but you have an incomplete bracha. A bracha that was supposed to be a ruka has been made tzara, and that's a problem. Suddenly, I see a machlekes rishonim. The Ritva seems to be telling me that a bracha that was mistaken to be a bracha ruka, that's written as a bracha tzara, you're not yaitse if you made it tzara. If you turned a bracha tzara into a ruka, or vice versa, you are not yaitse that bracha. Very important you say. According to the Ramban, you are yaitse. You're yaitse b'dievet. The chedchila, it's not the right way to say it. I'd even say it's osur to do it. But he says, if one did it, you could be Yaitse the Bracha, important Machlokes Rishonim, which we'll get back to momentarily. The Hemshech Ritva now becomes very interesting. So why am I Yaitse in the safe when I said, Baruch HaTo Hashem, Yaitse Moiris? Bishlam, according to the Ramban, I can be Yaitse, because according to the Ramban, I said a Bracha Tzor Machma Ruka, which I'm Yaitse B'dievet. But according to the Ritva, that's impossible. So what's the Anicha L'Rav? What does it mean? Why would it be good? He doesn't really answer it. He says, "Hani chalav damar kol bracha shein ba haskaras Hashem ina bracha perish the ha'at hu damar the time of the shachris v'arvis lav mishum zebosta chasim azlina." That's not the reason. But the katani reisha b'shachris pasuk b'yitzav v'sim b'mayir v'mi lo yatsa mishum zelay berachu ela zelay omar ela psicha lechudal l'shachris. According to you, sefer the reisha the raisa the katani pasuk v'mayir v'arvim v'sim b'yitzar. If he started my and just said the bracha toshim yitzor, why am I not yoytze? Vale be'ach bracha b'malchus. I don't understand. According to the Ritva, the case of where I started my Riva Ravim and finished yoytzer or, the reason why I should have a problem there is much more than just a missing the Shema Malchus, a libid the Rabbi Yechanan. Even according to Rav, I only have half a bracha. I only have a bracha tzara. I don't have a bracha ruka. So what happened? What does the Ritva mean? He says beferish. The reason why when I started Yaitzer Or and finished my Riva Ravim, the reason why I'm not Yaitzer is not because the Chasima was bad. He says it's because it was a Bracha Tzara. So the Seifa, he says, when I started out with my Riva Ravim and finished Yaitzer Or, the reason why the Gemara deals with it as a problem is only Libet Rav Yechon, Libet Rav, it's good. Why is it good? I only said half a Bracha. Well, it sounds like he didn't say half a bracha. It sounds like when he started out and said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, etc. It sounds like that was all part of this bracha, and Baruch Atah Hashem Yoytzei Mairis was said as a chasima to that bracha. Since it was said as a chasima to a bracha, it wasn't said as a standing by itself as a bracha b'fnei atzmoi. So sof kol sof, I have a complete bracha. That seems evident. Well, if that's true, then still, why is it good according to Rav? And what's this issue? And why do we say the Shema Malchus is kovei anything? So it looks like, and I think this is what Naftali, you were trying to say yesterday when you told me a seesaw. I didn't understand I'm trying to define your seesaw. But I think what is happening here is like this. I know I have I know I have my complete bracha. I have my pshtich and my chastima. But what is the true bracha? What is the essence of this bracha? So the essence of the bracha is going to be defined not only by the chastima, but also by where the bracha is. The bracha meaning the formula that gives this bracha its din bracha. So the Gemara is saying like this, Bishlamov, if you, all I need is a shame, so I have it at the end. Baruch atah Hashem Yoytzer, this chasima, combined with the fact that it's with a bracha, can give this bracha a din, day bracha, and say that it's kosher. But if I need Shemu Malchus, the Baruch atah Hashem at the end, in Achinami, it is a chasima. But the Melech HaOlam is going on Marv, is going on night. So there, the Gemara seems to understand that since the bracha doesn't actually go on the day, it doesn't, it's not koveh that this bracha is a day bracha, it's a night bracha. Therefore, the Gemara has to answer, no. The Melech HaOlam is Parv. It talks about both day and night. And since the first part of the bracha is Parv, now the Sefer that says, Yoytzei Ma'aretz can come along and mikoveh this bracha. So it appears, according to the Ritva, that's how he's learning the Hemshech of the Gemara, that once I have the Baruch Atah Hashem, the Melech Olam, going on both, it's also going on the Seifa, the Bracha of Day also has its Melech Olam, and therefore the Chasima will suffice to convey it as a Day Bracha. What is evident to me, is that there is a clear Machloikis Rishonim here, in what is a din when a person takes a bracha aruka and says a ksara or vice versa? The Ramban has told me, b'di'evid yoytze. The Ritva says that you're not. That was a new machlekes. I had not seen that before. When we learned the Mishnah, I had assumed it was likuva, like the Ritva. Now when I saw this machlekes Rishonim, I became interested. Do we find anywhere such a machlekes Rishonim? And I searched and searched and searched and could not find anywhere anyone discussing. Let me have the second sheet I gave out yesterday. With the... okay. Yes. In Kuf Pei Zion, Sif Aleph, I found something. It was a strange place to find it, but it shows you how unique this is. In Kuf Pei Zion, in the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like this. Yesh Oimrim. Baruch masbir le'ra'evim. Ve'ein le'oimroi. Ve'moisiv goyreya. Okay, that I can live. Now, bim omar bim koim birkas hazan, this is all talking about people who change around their brachas. You're supposed to say the first bracha birkas hazan, hazan hazan, kolebi tuvai, we all know that bracha. What if I said just this? Brich rachmona malka, morei devahai pisa, yotza. Blessed, this is Aramaic, which you will understand. Brich Rachmona Malka, blessed is Hashem, Rachmona, the Malka, the king, Morei Daipisa, right? I don't refer to necessarily as Malka, I guess that's Melacher, the Morei Daipisa, Yotza. Morei Daipisa. V'yesh Oimrim, Shitzarech Shiachsoim, Baruch Rachmona Dezan Kula. Now, it's not enough that I only said to the Psicha, I need to finish this bracha with the words Baruch Brich Rachmana Dezan Kula. In the Mishnah Brura here, he says the following: Yotza Yedei Bracha Rishoina She Birkas Hazan Vav Shekitzer Meoid Habracha Vele Omra Kenusach Shetiku Chachamim Veloshen Hakodesh Afilu Hachi Yotza B'Di'evet Hoyel V'Hiskir Shem U'Malchus Vinina Bracha. Umash ma'oid, the ladas rishoina af shalai chisem, gam ken mahane, af de af de kaimelan, de mokom shomru laksim and rishai shalai laksim, mikomokom medieved yotza, vadea shnea spirale de huli kuva af medieved. This is where the Mishnah Brura found this machlaikis rishonim. And he goes on, everybody's moide that it's only b'di'evet. The chedchili had to be mishane. The machloikis was, if I didn't say it as a bracha kruka, my yoytzei. And this machloikis appears in Shulchan Aruch. I think we clicked off. Did we click off? Are we still recording?
Still recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he's calling you.
What's that?
Someone told you to
sleep. Okay. So, interesting to me. Here is where this machlokes that we have identified among Ramban and Ravid, the Mishnah Berurah found it in Kuf Pei Zayin. Interestingly enough, and I apologize, I didn't give you the Gaon. The Gaon here says, I'll tell you, pshat in the machlokes. The Gaon wants to say like this, that when the Mishnah said before, wanted to define Arucha and Tzara, we have the words Mokam Shema Laharich and Rishai Lekatzer. Lekatzer and Rishai Laharich. There's the Goyen, there's the Machlekes Rishonim there. Maybe you guys remember a little Chazar here. I think it was the first year this month. Laharich didn't mean referring to a Bracha Psicha and a Bracha Chasima. It was another Pshat. Laharich means where there is a series of Inyonim, ideas that had to be expressed in a Bracha. If you let, that's how we said in the Raw, right? If you left some of them out, are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to leave some out. In a case where there was a minimum amount of how you're supposed to put in, were you allowed to add? That was the Machlekes Rishon. So the Goyen says, that's what it's totally in. The Mandamar that says, Laharich means ideas, there's no specification of how many brachas you need. So therefore, even though the bracha is Masukin is a long one, it is a short one, you're Yotze. But according to the Mandamar that holds, Laharich and Lekatzer is referring to Laharich meaning a bracha at the beginning, bracha at the end. Hua din Lekatzer means what? Means only one bracha. According to him, it's Likuva. What? Well, that would be like the first bracha. The problem is, it's a nice going. It sounds very nice. The problem is that Lafi, what we have shown in our sugi, it isn't so. Because the Ramban is saying Laharich Lekatzer, he learns like that. Laharich Lekatzer means talking about how many brachas you make. Laharich means a long bracha. But he's medayik that it says that it's rashai, meaning you're not allowed to do it. But b'di'evad yoytzei. So even though the Goyen has a nice shot in explaining it, Lafi, what we didn't discover anything. It's black on white, but the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring it. I didn't see anyone bring it here on the Bamakom. We have a Beferish Machlekes Ramban and Ravid on the sugyan, so that's why I thought this was important to see and to make reference to. Okay. I don't have time to finish. Should I start? Maybe I will start now. And you want to leave? No? Okay. We can, as soon as we can get into Taisus, at least Taisus can talk about it. Taisus says, now the truth of the matter is, Taisus on our sugya, we haven't really touched yet. Taisus really doesn't start with the word Leila Tuye. The first Taisus is crucial. The Taisus says, Pasach ve'omar baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Tehoya sovor, shehoya yayin. Behavin, shehaya shechar. Vacher shehavin, shehaya shechar, siyim shakol. So Taisus clearly saying, he started out saying the bracha Melech Olam. At that point, when he got to Melech Olam, he was thinking, I'm holding wine. Then he suddenly realizes, no, this is beer. At that point, he switches into the correct bracha. This sounds evidently like Rashi. Like Rashi. So Tosfos's Mahalach in this sugya is exactly like Rashi. That's the first thing to note. Now let's continue. So the Gemara now goes into, and now we're addressing now mamish the end of the sugya, which we haven't talked about much. The Gemara now goes into when it says a kol hoylech achar akistum, which appears to be the gemar of the sugya. That seems to be the statement. The Gemara is trying to figure out what case is that adding. The Gemara explains it as a machloikis, where a person was supposed to say, this is the pashtus of the sugya. He was supposed to say an al ha'eit. And he accidentally said the bracha Havazanis a curl, although maybe we'll get into it a little bit. I haven't decided yet how much we'll go into it, but there are some who say that what Rashi really means is he said an alamichi instead of alayt. We'll see. Maybe we'll get into that a little. But here's what's going on. The point is we are going now at least on the safe of the sugya, of where the person started out thinking he was going to make an alayt, valpri eitz, because he ate smarim, and then realized afterwards he was eating bread, and then realized, hey, I got to say birkas amazon. So certainly if he started out with Ala'eit, and now he wants to finish off and say Hazan, and use that Baruch HaTashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that's the case of Rashi. Now, Zoktesis. La la tuye nama. Upirish Rav Alpes. Hashta de la ifshita bayan. Azin in la kula. Vafilu posach bechamra. Vestiim beshichra. Yotza. Now, I believe, I don't think Tesis here is changing his mind. He started out telling me he was Mepharish Sugya like Rashi. He doesn't mean now to introduce a whole brand new pshat in the Sugya. What he means now is on a different point. The Gemara never really is appreciated its issue, whether you go Basar Psich or Basar Chatzima. The Rif assumed you go Lakula. We would assume, he doesn't say Mepharish why, he's Machria Lakula. Sounds like Pashas, you would go with a Mahalach of Suffig Brachas Lahakil. Huh? Sveka Durabonin. Well, I think that's what he means. I think that's what he means. No? Sveka Durabonin, Sveka. Yeah, so he said Sveka Durabonin. Right. He didn't say Suffig Brachas, he said Sveka Durabonin. Who, the Tasis? Of course, yeah. I'm saying that's where he's coming from. But he only means, doesn't mean because he's replacing the pshat. This is very important for the Hemshik of the Tesis, Lidaiti. He doesn't mean he's now going into Tesis. He's going into Tesis Hachra, going into the Rift Hachra. The Hachra was Lakula based on the Yisoid of Safik Durabana Lakula, Safik Brachas Lakula, either of those. Presumably, by the way, this gets into an issue in the Seifa very much so. Because if the brachas of Hazana Sekurl and Ala Eitz or any one of them are deraisa, the halacha may be different, according to the Rif. So we'll leave that for a moment. The Ri Haya Oimer Lechumra, the Tzarech Lavarech Pamacheris. The Ri Paskins Lechumra. That in any of these cases, according to, until now, the halacha we assumed was Lekula. If the suffix was, whether the chasim was a good chasimah, according to all those Rishonim, we assumed if the chasim was done correctly, you're yaitzeh. According to the Ramban and Ritva, we're going to say the psicha. According to this, we're going to go cool at all these cases. The Ri has introduced something new to us over here. We haven't seen. Here's a case of suffix and brachas, and yet he's telling me I have to go lechumah. Okay. Now, I might point out that no matter how we're going to figure it out, the Rambam definitely was Machriya Lechumra, Lechayra. Because according to the Rambam tells me that if I started out saying Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, thinking it was Shahakol, and finished off with the words Rebrei Agafen, he says, Ein Machzirin Oistah. Which means, at least in the opposite case, of where I started out saying Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, thinking I was eating, drinking wine, and finished off saying Shahakol, it sounds like the pashas of the Rambam is, you would not be yaitzeh. Because the Rambam appears to be making a statement. According to the Rambam, the issue seems to be, do I go boser, the ikar bracha, or the chasima? If I go boser ikar bracha, what I'm saying is, if my ikar bracha was done correctly, even though my chasima was done incorrectly, I'm yaitzeh. What means the bracha was done correctly? I was mechaven to the right food, the right thing I want to make a bracha on when I said the original form at the beginning. Sounds like the Rambam is telling me that even though the chasima is bad, the ikar is the ikar part. Therefore, the opposite would seem to be true, that if I said the ikar incorrectly, in other words, I thought I was making a bracha on something else when I said the opening formula, and finished with the correct bracha, if the Rambam was with me, a boss or ikar as linon, he should hold that you're not yaitzi in that case, which means the Rambam is coming out lechumer in the sukkah. So that would seem to be fit very well with what the Ri is saying. We see already a Mepharish Rishon like that. The Ri doesn't tell us why you go Lechumra. But the Tesis is Mamshich. Umiyu. Hayo Oimer Rabbeinu Chananel. Im haya yedea bebirur shetoa bediburoi shemabrer priya eitz. Tachas berer priya gofen. Tevetoich yedei dibur yochel lachzer boi. Vechein biyomtuv bachasima shel yomtoi vim toa bein mekadish Yisrael vazmanim. Tesis continues. He says this Rishim Rabbeinu Chananel. I suspect that Rabbeinu Chananel is wrong. It's unusual to find Rabbeinu Chananel quoted in Tesis. It's probably the Ezra Moshe Me'ivra I have here in my Hagos B'tzion. Doesn't matter. But the point is this. He is saying over here that if a person knew what he was saying, and somehow he knew he had to say Borei Priya 8, and came out of Plitas Peh Borei Priya Gofen, is Yotze. what does Texas want with this? Is there something unique about a new ingredient over here that when I knew what I wanted to say, but somehow my plitas peg came out incorrectly, then I can fix it up? But if I intended the wrong bracha, then I can't? Is that what Taisus is getting at? I suspect Taisus means something else entirely. Taisus is telling me, when I said the bracha toshem elukinim his leshitosoi, I had the correct bracha in mind. Remember, we're going back now on what the Ri said, that we're machriya brachas lechumra. So then that would mean that if I had the wrong bracha in mind when I said the bracha toshem elukinim lechumra, the Ri holds that I have to make a new bracha. So Taisus tell me, but if you had the right bracha at that point, then I was supposed to say something, and I knew what I was supposed to say, but I said the wrong thing, then you can fix it. Because then at that point, then he is saying that since the entire bracha, at least the psicha, was said correctly, now Taisus is telling me, when my das doesn't fit exactly my words, there is room for Chazara to be misakin and to save the bracha. Okay, tomorrow we are going to go into the reason for Taisus, why he says you go l'chumra. We're going to see how the Shulchan Aruch finishes off this sugya in general. And we are going to go into basically the Shulchan Aruch's Mahalach, including the Groh, how the Goyin learns that. And I'm going to try to finish this year. I think we'll finish it tomorrow. Lee Nether. Thank you.
I guess you can send me an alcoholic.